Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The weekly Creed Shootout Rodeo begins on Wednesday, June 19th this year and is held every week through July 31st. All the fun takes place at the Mineral County Fairgrounds starting at 6:30 p.m. Come on out and enjoy bull riding, barrel racing, sheep chasing, mutton busting, team roping, clowns, and more. Let's find out more about all that's happening this year.
I'm Adam, and we're at a very busy Creed and Mineral County Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. It is the beginning of the summer season and lots of activity up here. So if you hear a little background noise, that's just the people coming in and finding out what's going on, because this is the hub of information, isn't it?
We are definitely the hub of information for the Silver Thread Scenic Byway, information for what's going on in Creed and Mineral County and where to go hike, ATV, check out a waterfall, you name it. Ask us, we'll give you an answer.
And we're here with Kathleen Murphy, Executive Director of the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce. Is that the right way or is it backwards? Or
it works.
It works either way. Okay. You're the head honcho here. And it's certainly a pleasure to sit down and talk with you again. We're talking about the Creed Shootout Rodeo. And joining us to discuss this as well is Jenny Inge. Jenny, you've got quite a background here too. And you've got a special event coming up that we're going to talk about too. But let's get into the rodeo. How long has this Creed Shootout Rodeo series been going on?
Well, the Mineral County Fairgrounds Association was, conversation started in the late 1990s, and we officially formed a 501c3 in 2001. And since that time, we've been hosting rodeos, horse clinics, horse shows, dog shows, concerts, ATV rodeos, and now this really great bull riding and bronc and horse riding event. This is, I believe, our sixth year.
I believe you're right, Jenny.
Each year, we've added more features to it. It's quite a lively event. The stock is provided by Burris & Sons. Shane Burris is our producer and announcer. He announces the rodeo live from horseback, which is quite unique. It's not done much anymore, and the audience certainly enjoys it because he's very engaged in all the events as he's riding along and explaining them to people. We have, besides the bull riding, which is 8 seconds, stay on a bull if you can or not. The bulls have become so well bred, it's actually very difficult to find riders that can make the full ride. So if we even get one or two complete rides in the evening, we're excited about that. We have team roping, barrel racing, some great clowns, including a truck, an old handmade funny truck that loses its front end and catches on fire. And it's quite a routine that goes on for about 10 or 15 minutes.
For those who may be unfamiliar with a rodeo or have the typical preconceived notion of just a bunch of cowboys riding horses, it's a whole lot more than that. I mean, from what I understand, you got bull riding and barrel racing, there's a sheep chase, a calf scramble, mutton busting, and even team roping. Can you expand a little bit on each of those?
Yeah, the history of rodeo is big ranches would get together and all their cowboys would compete to see who could do the best on various types of livestock. So it's still almost an educational event. It does demonstrate to people how the West was many years ago, and it's got new features as well, but it is nonstop action. The barrel racing, usually women, but we have some men competing, race around 3 barrels, and it's a timed event, so speed is of the essence. The kids' events involve several different versions of chasing after sheep or cows to pull a ribbon off their tail or tag them in some way. And then the mutton busting, kids up to 60 pounds or 6 years old get on the back of a sheep. And for a little bitty kid, these sheep, they are large sheep. We have very large sheep in this event. And their skin is loose and it's hard to hold on to them. So getting a kid to make that's a 4-second run, and it's pretty lively. It's one of the audience's favorite events to see these kids racing around on the sheep.
And they've got a protective vest on so that if they fall off, they're not going to get hurt. But it's great. Sometimes the kids can make it all the way across the arena holding on to that sheep for dear life, and they get a nice little plaque when they win.
Yeah, they like it. They have helmets and vests, and they're quite safe. From their perspective, I'm sure they think they're falling off a cliff, but they're about 8 or 10 inches off the ground, so they're good.
No animals are harmed at the Creed Shootout Rodeo.
Sometimes people, the bull riders, are the only animal at great risk, actually. Sometimes the clown is at risk.
And what days are the Shootout Rodeo happening this year?
They're every Wednesday evening, starting on June 19th and ending on July 31st, with the exception of the 4th of July. Whatever day of the week the 4th of July lands on is when we have our July 4th rodeo.
What happens at the finals?
There are award buckles presented, and there's a big dance at the Tommyknocker Tavern. There is usually a special entertainment feature that's more than just the usual clown. We also have a trick rider every night this year. She's amazing. She stands on galloping horses and trades horses and does acrobatics.
She hangs off the horse?
Yep, she hangs under them and off the side and stands on their backs with her arms up in the air. And she's very good. It's very exciting.
I understand there are events for kids, too.
Even really young kids. We've had 9 and 10-year-olds in the roping events and in the barrel events, and the mutton busting is up to 6-year-olds or 60 pounds.
Who puts on this event every year?
The event is produced by the Mineral County Fairgrounds Association, which was gifted 46 acres from John Parker about the year 2000. It was heavily contaminated with mine tailings, and so we invested a number of years in remediating that ground to EPA's highest residential standards. So it's now useful for a lot of different activities. We have concerts on it occasionally. We have ponds and trails. There are future plans. There's a really fantastic master plan, long-range master plan, that includes an indoor arena, a multi-use recreational building with ball court and swimming pool, an ag building so that we can redevelop 4-H clubs again. That's a long ways off, but we're plugging away.
And Jenny, I understand you've got a special celebration this year, too.
I do. I don't know what happened at the time, but this is the 45th anniversary of Rare Things Gallery in the Elks Building in Creed, Colorado. And we are excited and proud and wondered what the heck we were thinking all these years, but here we are.
What's going on for the special event?
We're celebrating all year, and it's been the impetus or excuse for me to get some unusual pieces of jewelry work done and get my house and studio fixed up. And I've been working on my house and studio for 45 years, and it's almost done. So having a party in it always is an excuse to go another round. Our events officially start on Wednesday, June 26th, where we will have an open house and book signing for a number of authors. Many of them are local, and there are too many to list, but we have wildlife books and art books and Creed history books, a flying book, and all of our authors will be there. I think there are about 8 or 10 authors will be that day. We'll also sponsor the rodeo that night. Melissa Graham will perform the live anthem at the rodeo that evening.
Her voice is amazing.
Each day that week, Wednesday the 26th through Saturday the 29th, will be an open house of the different theme each day in the gallery. We will wind up our celebration with a dance to the Rifters upstairs in the Elks Hall. It's a fantastic dance floor that's about 45 by 75. It is free to the public. The bar will be run by the Elks Club, so drinks will be bought from the Elks. The Rifters are an Americana, Southwest Western, bluegrassy, very danceable two-step band. They've been known to do some pretty good rock and roll as well, but they're not a band. They're impeccable musicians and have played together for a very long time. It's that community event. It feels like quite a family of fans and dancers. Everyone, there'll be kids to 90-year-olds up there playing and dancing. And then we will end that week with a brunch at my house with a studio tour through. My studio is in the basement of the house, and we'll have some really great food.
The ladder to get up from the studio at your house is pretty unique and awesome as well.
It is. It's called a monk stair, but it's one giant log, a ponderosa log that's a couple of feet in diameter, and steps are staggered alternately back and forth across the log to get up into the next floor. And there's a room on the north side that I call the boulder room. Each wall is one rock, like one of the rocks is 13 feet long, one of them's 8 by 9 by 10. Those were all rocks used in the drilling contests and the mining events on the 4th of July. So that has prompted me to call my house Stonehenge.
I like that. That's great.
Brunch at Stonehenge on Sunday the 31st.
Anything else you want to mention specifically about your gallery?
What about your horsehair jewelry? That's rather unique.
Oh, that part. I forget what all I do. I wear many hats, as we all do. One of the things I'm most known for is making jewelry with horsehair. And it sounds kind of crafty, but I have really taken some of the braiding techniques to a high art level, and the spiral braids of various types are all capped with sterling silver or gold with fine gemstones. And then sometimes people send me their own horse's hair to make as a memento. So it's a very sweet, bittersweet craft. Often people will call from the vet, today's the day, to put down their 32-year-old horse friend. So I'm sobbing on the phone with somebody I've never met. And then when they get their jewelry a couple of months later, they call back in tears again. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. It's a perfect memento.
That's extremely unique. I like that.
Well, I majored in anthropology, and so I think that's really the beginning of this store. I collect, and I live for show and tell. So I like sharing what I have discovered when I'm out traveling around with other people, and then sometimes I actually buy it. I really think of it as a museum to share unusual natural objects and tell stories about, and then I get to find a new home for these things that I found. I can't keep them all.
Anything else you'd like to cover about the Creed Shootout Rodeo?
Jenny, do you recall how much tickets are? They can buy them ahead of time at your store or the Tommyknocker Tavern.
Kids are 10 and adults are 15. In advance, they're 8 and 12. We now have an online ticket sales. I think the price is a little higher online, but they're secured in advance. There's no really sellout, but after a point, it becomes standing room only. It's really exciting. Everyone is so pleased and even kind of amazed at how successful and popular it's been, but it's an event worth seeing.
Last year, when I took Towns to his very first rodeo, I made him a onesie that read, "This is my first rodeo."
That's fantastic. You know, that's something that's so surprising. Anybody who grew up in the West or, you know, a while back has been to rodeos, but younger and younger people or more and more city people have not experienced that, or people from other countries. We're astonished that often about a third of our audience, it is their first rodeo. They have never seen one before.
The Creed Shootout was my first rodeo, and when I heard about barrel racing, I thought it was more about like a log rolling instead of people riding horses around barrels. I thought it was two people standing on a log trying to push the other person off by spinning it really fast with their feet.
Well, we do have a new feature that we got last year, which is these fantastic inflated horsies. We have three sizes, so little kids, medium-sized people, and big people can get on these horses, and they race around barrels, and they have these fantastic crashes and flips. Nobody gets hurt because they're just right on the ground, but it is very funny. We'll try and invent some games with them this year.
So come on up to the Creed Shootout and experience it for yourself, and if you need to stay the night, we have tons of lodging options available on our website, creed.com.
And of course, all the shops are open here too. The restaurants, you know, great place to come and spend some time during the day and then go see the rodeo in the evening.
That is correct.
Now, where exactly is the fairgrounds?
It's on the outskirts of town. It's off of Airport Road.
It's about a mile south. So if you were going to Lake City, don't go to Lake City yet. Go to Lake City eventually.
Make that sharp turn towards the airport and Mountain View's RV park.
It's right there.
Certainly hope you have a great turnout for the Shootout Rodeo. And Jenny, you know, as well, for your gallery, congratulations on 45 years. It's just wonderful. It's quite a milestone, and hope you have many, many more.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
The 6th Annual Creed Shootout Rodeo brings the exciting sport of bull riding to Creed and adds to the many attractions that Mineral County has to offer. This 7-week bull riding and barrel racing series will consist of 7 performances, including the finals on July 31st.
The Creed Shootout Rodeo is a fast-paced, high-energy, and crowd-thrilling show. There will be events for the kids, fun with the rodeo clowns, and plenty of action for the fans to enjoy.
The Creed Shootout Rodeo is produced by Burris & Sons Bucking Bulls of Moscow, Colorado, and is happening on the following dates: Wednesday, June 19th, Wednesday, June 26th, Thursday, July 4th, Wednesday, July 10th, Wednesday, July 17th, Wednesday, July 24th, and the finals on Wednesday, July 31st.
For more information, contact the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce at 719-658-2374. That's 719-658-2374. Or visit their website, creed.com. creedde.com. That's creedde.com. You can email them, office@creed.com. That's office@creed.com. Located at 904 South Main Street, the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center is your place for information on Creed and the surrounding area.
You can also get more information and even purchase your rodeo tickets at the Mineral County Fairgrounds website, upperriogrande.org. That's upperriogrande.org. Make your plans now to attend at least once this year at the 6th Annual Creed Shootout Rodeo, happening each week between June 19th and July 31st. It will be an evening you won't forget.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley.